Back to order. And as I said earlier, there won't be public testimony, but I want to make very clear that as we've gone through the whole process, there's been tremendous amounts of public testimony from all the folks affected by the various provisions, whether it's mayors or councilmen or commissioners or interested parties. So with that, Ms. Dalton, if you could wrap up Article 1, then we'll go to questions, then I will move to pass it. Ms. Dalton.
Section 19 is the second part of the House.
Mr. Hyens.
And, Mr. Chair, Section 20 is from the House bill, and that is the provision that for 2012 only provides that the targeting refund will pay at a rate of 90% of the increase over 12% for 1 year only.
Not yet.
Okay, questions? Seeing none, I will move that Article 1 be included. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Article 2, if we could pass out Article 2.
No. Stake out your territory.
Sorry, Julie.
You have slips of paper.
It's peace over here.
And Robin.
We're going to be stretched out. We're going to be stretched out. Cat capped
off like those. You guys are. How are you?
You are good.
Okay, we have Article 2. If the folks, do members and the department have Article 2? Okay, Senator Ortman.
Move adoption of Article 2, but we would like to have the discussion.
Senator Ortman moves Article 2, and so now we will bring House and Senate staff to describe Article 2, individual income and corporate franchise taxes.
Mr. Chair.
Ms. Manzi.
The first section of Article 2 is a new definition for the angel investment credit that was in the House bill. It's defining liquidation event, which is used in a subsequent section. Section 2 also came from the House bill. It relates to certification of businesses and investments under the angel investment credit. It provides for the business to be a little bit older if it's involved in a line of business that relates to research, development, and production of medical devices or pharmaceuticals that require approval by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. It provides that the business must not have issued securities traded on a public exchange, and it must not go out of business within 180 days of when the qualified investment for the credit is made. Section 3, I think this is a provision that was in both the House and Senate bills. It provides for an increased allocation of money for the angel investment credit. The increase is of $4.5 million in tax year 12, and then a $5 million increase in tax years 13 and 14. So the total dollar amount goes to $16.5 million in tax year 12. And to $17 million in tax years 13 and 14. Section 4 is another provision.
Okay, Ms. Manzi, we're going to go into a very brief recess again. So we are in recess. Why don't you go shut them down up there?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'd say that.
Oh, corporate. Oh, you're right.
Corporate.
Ooh, we're getting close to your stuff. We're getting close to your stuff. You've got IRAs.
Okay, but the increase there.
Yes.
We're already at. No, that's my big number.